This is the reading for September 26th. Jeremiah chapter 33. While Jeremiah was still locked up in the courtyard of the guards, the Lord spoke his word to him a second time. These are the words of the Lord who made the earth, shaped it, and gave it order, whose name is the Lord. Judah, pray to me, and I will answer you. I will tell you important secrets you have never heard before. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says about the houses in Jerusalem and the royal palaces of Judah that have been torn down to be used in defense of the attack by the Babylonian army. Some people will come to fight against the Babylonians. They will fill these houses with the bodies of people I killed in my hot anger. I have turned away from this city because of all the evil its people have done. But then I will bring health and healing to the people there. I will heal them and let them enjoy great peace and safety. I will bring Judah and Israel back from captivity and make them strong countries as in the past. They sinned against me, but I will wash away that sin. They did evil and turned away from me, but I will forgive them. Then Jerusalem will be to me a name that brings joy, and people from all nations of the earth will praise it when they hear about the good things I am doing there. They will be surprised and shocked at all the good things and the peace I will bring to Jerusalem. You are saying, our country is an empty desert without people or animals. But this is what the Lord says. It is now quiet in the streets of Jerusalem and in the towns of Judah, without people or animals, but it will be noisy there soon. There will be sounds of joy and gladness, and the happy sounds of brides and bridegrooms. There will be the sounds of people bringing to the temple of the Lord their offerings of thanks to the Lord. They will say, praise the Lord all-powerful, because the Lord is good. His love continues forever. They will say this because I will again do good things for Judah, as I did in the beginning, says the Lord. This is what the Lord all-powerful says. This place is empty now, without people or animals. But there will be shepherds in all the towns of Judah and pastures where they let their flocks rest. Shepherds will again count their sheep as the sheep walk in front of them. They will count them in the mountains and in the western hills, in southern Judah and in the land of Benjamin, and around Jerusalem and the other towns of Judah, says the Lord. The Lord says, the time is coming when I will do the good thing I promised to the people of Israel and Judah. In those days and at that time, I will make a good branch sprout from David's family. He will do what is fair and right in the land. At that time, Judah will be saved, and the people of Jerusalem will live in safety. The branch will be named, The Lord Does What Is Right. This is what the Lord says. Someone from David's family will always sit on the throne of the family of Israel, and there will always be priests from the family of Levi. They will always stand before me to offer burnt offerings and grain offerings and sacrifices to me. The Lord spoke his word to Jeremiah, saying, this is what the Lord says. I have an agreement with day and night that they will always come at the right times. If you could change that agreement, only then could you change my agreement with David and Levi. Only then would my servant David not have a descendant ruling as king on David's throne. And only then would the family of Levi not be priests serving me in the temple. But I will give many descendants to my servant David and to the family group of Levi who serve me in the temple. They will be as many as the stars in the sky that no one can count. They will be as many as the grains of sand on the seashore that no one can measure. The Lord spoke his word to Jeremiah, saying, Jeremiah, have you heard what the people are saying? They say the Lord turned away from the two families of Israel and Judah that he chose. Now they don't think of my people as a nation anymore. This is what the Lord says. If I had not made my agreement with day and night, and if I had not made the laws for the sky and earth, only then would I turn away from Jacob's descendants, and only then would I not let the descendants of David, my servant, rule over the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But I will be kind to them and cause good things to happen to them again. Jeremiah chapter 34. The Lord spoke his word to Jeremiah when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, was fighting against Jerusalem and all the towns around it. Nebuchadnezzar had with him all his army and the armies of all the kingdoms and peoples he ruled. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, said. Jeremiah, go to Zedekiah, king of Judah, and tell him, this is what the Lord says. I will soon hand the city of Jerusalem over to the king of Babylon, and he will burn it down. You will not escape from the king of Babylon. You will surely be captured and handed over to him. You will see the king of Babylon with your own eyes, and he will talk to you face to face, and you will go to Babylon. But Zedekiah, king of Judah, listened to the promise of the Lord. This is what the Lord says about you. You will not be killed with the sword. You will die in a peaceful way. As people made funeral fires to honor your ancestors, the kings who ruled before you, so people will make a funeral fire to honor you. They will cry for you and sadly say, "Ah, Master, I myself make this promise to you," says the Lord. So Jeremiah the prophet gave this message to Zedekiah in Jerusalem. This was while the army of the king of Babylon was fighting against Jerusalem and the cities of Judah that had not yet been taken. Lachish and Azekah, these were the only strong walled cities left in the land of Judah. The Lord spoke his word to Jeremiah. This was after King Zedekiah had made an agreement with all the people in Jerusalem to free all the Hebrew slaves. Everyone was supposed to free his Hebrew slaves, both male and female. No one was to keep a fellow Jew as a slave. All the officers and all the people accepted this agreement. They agreed to free their male and female slaves and no longer keep them as slaves. So all the slaves were set free. But after that, the people who had slaves changed their mind. So they took back the people they had set free and made them slaves again. Then the Lord spoke his word to Jeremiah. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I brought your ancestors out of Egypt where they were slaves and made an agreement with them. I said to your ancestors, at the end of every 7 years, each one of you must set his Hebrew slaves free. If a fellow Hebrew has sold himself to you, you must let him go free after he has served you for 6 years. But your ancestors did not listen or pay attention to me. A short time ago, you changed your hearts and did what I say is right. Each of you gave freedom to his fellow Hebrews who were slaves, and you even made an agreement before me in the place where I have chosen to be worshipped. But now you have changed your minds. You have shown you do not honor me. Each of you has taken back the male and female slaves you had set free, and you have forced them to become your slaves again. So this is what the Lord says. You have not obeyed me. You have not given freedom to your fellow Hebrews, neither relatives nor friends. But now I will give freedom, says the Lord, to war, to terrible diseases, and to hunger. I will make you hated by all the kingdoms of the earth. I will hand over the men who broke my agreement, who have not kept the promises they made before me. They cut a calf into two pieces before me and walked between the pieces. These people made the agreement before me by walking between the pieces of the calf. The leaders of Judah and Jerusalem, the officers of the court, the priests, and all the people of the land. So I will hand them over to their enemies and to everyone who wants to kill them. Their bodies will become food for the birds of the air and for the wild animals of the earth. I will hand Zedekiah, king of Judah, and his officers over to their enemies and to everyone who wants to kill them, and to the army of the king of Babylon, even though they have left Jerusalem. I will give the order, says the Lord, to bring the Babylonian army back to Jerusalem. It will fight against Jerusalem, capture it, set it on fire, and burn it down. I will destroy the towns in Judah so that they become ruins where no one lives.
Chapter 6.
What should we say then? Should we continue to sin so that God's kindness will increase? That's unthinkable. As far as sin is concerned, we have died. So how can we still live under sin's influence? Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? When we were baptized into his death, we were placed into the tomb with him. As Christ was brought back from death to life by the glorious power of the Father, so we too should live a new kind of life. If we become united with him in a death like his, certainly we will also be united with him when we come back to life as he did. We know that the person we used to be was crucified with him to put an end to sin in our bodies. Because of this, we are no longer slaves to sin. The person who has died has been freed from sin. If we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, who was brought back to life, will never die again. Death no longer has any power over him. When he died once and for all to sin's power. But now he lives, and he lives for God. So consider yourselves dead to sin's power, but living for God in the power Christ Jesus gives you. Therefore, never let sin rule your physical body so that you obey its desires. Never offer any part of your body to sin's power. No part of your body should ever be used to do any ungodly thing. Instead, offer yourselves to God as people who've come back from death and are now alive. Offer all the parts of your body to God. Use them to do everything that God approves of. Certainly, sin shouldn't have power over you because you're not controlled by laws, but by God's favor. Then, what is the implication? Should we sin because we are not controlled by laws but are controlled by God's favor? That's unthinkable. Don't you know that if you offer to be someone's slave, you must obey that master? Either your master is sin or your master is obedience. Letting sin be your master leads to death. Letting obedience be your master leads to God's approval. You were slaves to sin, but I thank God that you have become wholeheartedly obedient to the teachings which you were given, freed from sin. You were made slaves who do what God approves of. I'm speaking in a human way because of the weakness of your corrupt nature. Clearly, you once offered all the parts of your body as slaves to sexual perversion and disobedience. This led you to live disobedient lives. Now, in the same way, offer all the parts of your body as slaves that do what God approves of. This leads you to live holy lives. When you were slaves to sin, you were free from doing what God approves of. What did you gain by doing those things? You're ashamed of what you used to do because it ended in death. Now you've been freed from sin and have become God's slaves. This results in a holy life and finally an everlasting life. The reward for sin is death, but the gift that God freely gives is everlasting life found in Christ Jesus our Lord.